Hello, folks. How the hell are you doing? Steve here for another episode of The Stand, coming at you for Wednesday, the 9th of November 2011. We've got a few things to talk about today. First up, some incredibly exciting news. Patient Zero, the patron saint of music in our little subculture, is bringing out a new album in the next month or two, and I am currently reviewing it, which is a lot of fun. I must admit, I do get that little thrill from knowing that I'm one of the first people to hear an album and all of that sort of stuff. I know, it's all that Showtime bullshit, and aren't I important? I get sent albums before everybody else so that I can review them. But, you know, so what? I'm allowed to enjoy this sort of thing from time to time. I'm allowed. Yes, it's a rule. I looked it up. I'm allowed to enjoy it. Yeah. Anyway, all right. On to some more relevant things for today's day and age. I want to talk a little bit about my acting. Speaking of personal wanking, oh, yes, I'd like to talk about my acting for a little while. Would you like to listen to me talk about my... Yeah, anyway. All right. I promise that I will keep it moderately interesting, or I hope so. If you have any interest in acting at all, I hope that I can make it moderately useful for you, because I have, of course, now finished the run of the play Lips Together, Teeth Apart, that finished on Saturday, last Saturday, the 5th, and it went quite well. It went quite well. I mean, you know, I had many questions about the play during it, and I wasn't sure that we were really going to be able to pull it out in a really good form. I did think that the themes of the play were outdated. It was very much into homophobia and the fear of AIDS. Right now, the homophobia is still around. I mean, I have enough friends from certain circles, like hip-hop. For example, the hip-hop boys are very homophobic. Sportsmen are still pretty homophobic. Combatants are, funnily enough, not as homophobic as the sportsmen. That's pretty odd. I guess when you're jumping into a ring and slamming fists into each other's faces, there's not a lot of time to go, what are you, a weak little poof? Ow, 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 punch, punch. You know, it's, yeah, I guess so. It's something to do with that. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, so a lot of the themes did feel outdated, but we really managed to get across some decent stuff there. And on the last night, my agents come along to watch, because there was another actor in the show as well that was that has them as their agent. So it was an efficient thing for them. Come along and see two of their actors working and see what they can actually do. And even if I do say so myself, I did pretty fucking well. I know you haven't really seen my acting. Unless you live in Adelaide and you've come along to the theatre and all that sort of stuff, you have never seen me act. You've never seen my real work. You know, you've seen little video clips and stuff like that from time to time, but that's not me acting, that's just me. You know, there's quite a big difference, because I am what is known as a character actor. Now, this is going to be moderately tricky to explain. Most of the actors that you see up on the screen are not character actors, okay? To an extent, they are method actors. And what the method is basically trying to apply the circumstances of what's going on in the storyline to yourself, right? What would happen to me if this had happened to me, right? That's the method, okay? So if you, all right, let's say there's a scene where your character's father dies, and for the sake of argument, we'll say the character cares about his father, okay? Now, to get that that emotion across realistically, what they want you to do is think of some time when something truly miserable happened to you, and you remember how that felt to you, and you bring it all up, and that's how you get the emotion across on stage, all right? That doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me because I'm crazy. I'm a crazy person. I'm just a little bit psychotic, okay? And this means I don't have good attachment to my emotions, right? And I can't really read other people very well, okay? That's one of the forms of my little mental disease. So the method is not an option for me. So what I do as a character actor, rather than a method actor, is that I create the person, start to finish, all right? I have to absolutely understand that character, all right? The last guy, Sam, that I was playing in that play, he's nothing like me. nothing like me, all right? He's low-brow, hard-working, homophobic, sexist, racist Aussie male, right? Nothing like me. I share none of those little traits, right? But I made him exist in my mind. And the advantage to that is that once you're fully in that character, all of their reactions are going to be correct and honest, because they have their own mind. It's completely separate to your own mind. You have a different character set up. This is starting to sound schizophrenic or something, isn't it? But, you know, yeah, that's pretty close to the truth. You know, I create a whole nother person sitting in my brain, okay? So I went, I did this show in front of my agents, and they fucking loved it, all right? They loved it. They loved the work. They thought it was really, really good. And they sent me along to, that was actually the same day as the callbacks for the pro auditions, in which I did pretty bloody well, okay? I went in and I rocked the house, okay? Now, this is because I already had that character lined up, okay? The character for the play that I was going for was like a lawyer, right? And I have played a lawyer before, and I've played cops before, so I sort of had a character that was close to that already set up, so I could go in and rock the house, you know, and impress them and show them that. Now, yesterday, I had another audition for a TV series, and I was not able to do this, okay, because the character that they wanted, I had never played anything like that before. I had no storehouse. I did not have this character set up and ready to play, so I did pretty badly. I really, really, really doubt that I will get that part. You know, if I get that part, it will only be because all the other actors that went for it did a really fucking bad job. Really, really bad, right? This is the penalty of the character thing. You know, it takes me a long time. It takes me, seriously, months of work to create a character to that level of reality where I can come in and just put him in any circumstances and it'll be absolutely true. And of course, I can't do that if I'm walking into some TV audition and they're saying, all right, play this guy. You've never heard of him before. You've never seen the script. You have no idea what's going on. You know, I have no character. I am not set up to do that. So, you know, you'll probably never see me on the TV screens. You might see me on the movie screens. I've already been in a few in tiny, 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 tiny roles. Tiny roles. Roles so small that I'm not even called an actor while doing them. I'm just an extra, right? You know, so little. You might see me on the movie screens. You will not see me on TV. I'm very poorly suited for it. But this pro theatre gig that I'm going for, you never know. You never know. I may well, at some stage, end up in your little corner of the world, because the idea is that these Adelaide shows are sort of a preview type thing, maybe an opening if it goes quite well, and if the whole run goes quite well, then the play is going to bop around the world, hitting LA and England and all that sort of stuff, all those big theatres that you want to go and hit on a world tour. And if I do really well in that role while the play is doing really well, then I will be there. I will be on tour around the world visiting various people and all that sort of stuff. So if I come to your country, I expect you to fucking say hello and, you know, we'll go and have a beer, right? Excellent. Good, good, good. Okay, what else have we got? Okay, there's one more thing. I'm not sure if I want to get into it now because it's quite a long one and I have to be a little careful about how I talk about it, because during a job recently, I can't tell you what job or how recently, but I met a couple of Christians that rubbed me the wrong way, okay? That seriously rubbed me the wrong way. I don't want to go into too much detail about these people and all that sort of thing, but if you imagine in your mind the Australian version of a white male, right-wing, gun-loving Christian nut from Texas, okay, as a couple, that's pretty much what these guys were like, all right? Hardcore, racist, homophobic, bigoted, you know, blah. The worst that Christianity has to offer. The absolute worst, you know? Apart from maybe, you know, the Crusaders who were truly terrible. But I was so bugged by these guys that after that day's work, I went onto Facebook and I wrote a big rant about them and how I was going to try not to blame each and every Christian and the entire Christian church for the failings of these two people. Yeah, I'm still trying to advance my brain, you know. I'm still trying to be a better human being. And this was a big step for me. Normally, if I met a Christian that I didn't like, I would just go, "Pah, fucking Christians," and that'd be the end of that, you know. But not all Christians are that bad. You know, it helps that two of the nicest people I've ever met were Christian. That's unfortunately kind of countered by the fact that almost every other Christian I've ever met was a total fucking prick and a moron. You know, the moron bit is important. But anyway, I wrote this big spiel up on Facebook and was subsequently asked by my boss to remove it from Facebook because the clients in question were on Facebook and he was worried that they might see it. I mean, you know, completely understandable, but it pissed me off, you know, on the freedom level, you know, the freedom of speech and all that sort of stuff. And it's annoying to me that basically humans can't take honesty. Right? You're not good at it. You don't have a lot of skills as far as honesty is concerned. The vast majority of humans out there fucking lie through their teeth all day, every day. And I find it very difficult to deal with because I don't. I'm pretty bloody honest. Pretty bloody honest. And I don't like hiding my thoughts just because they're not popular, you know? Go and have a look at the numbers for this this podcast over the past 3 years. Yeah, not mainstream, not a massive audience, because I'm maybe a little too honest, you know? Well, that and, you know, I told my audience to go fuck themselves. But, you know... sorry, little crazy moment there for me. But yeah, you know, this whole honesty thing, it does bug me. But in the end, I managed to narrow it down to something very simple and very, very small, and something that we can deal with easily and chat about here. And that is Google Plus. Frankly, Google Plus versus Facebook. The big bonus that Google Plus has is that circles thing, right? I could have all of you in the circle of, you know, the people that I can tell the truth to. And then I could write whatever I wanted to that circle without fear that anyone outside that circle was going to read it, right? So, you know, yeah, Google Plus as opposed to Facebook. And you should be able to find me on Google Plus. You know, it's just up there under my name with my picture. If you choose to add me onto there, feel free to do so. You can also do so on Facebook, of course, but you're not going to get quite so much honesty, I think. Yeah. Okay, so that's about it for today. We have come in over time, and frankly, I don't care. I mean, we're not exactly, you know, this isn't an ironclad fucking contract, is it? You know, I will give you 10 minutes of entertainment once a week. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's nothing like that. Like I said, I will do what I want when I want, you know? Yes, yes, yes. Well, no one's paying me to do this, are they? Huh? Fuckers couldn't even be bothered writing in. All right, anyway, so I will leave it there, and I will say, you know, have a good one. Thanks for listening in. Did I mention my name at the start? Fuck it, I'm Steve Parker, in case you'd forgotten that's who I am. Yes, all right, enjoy. Excellent. So have yourselves a bloody good one, and I'll see you, you know, next time I choose to do one of these things. Yeah, okay. And I'll throw up links to Patient Zero's new album as soon as he's released it, of course. There's already actually a couple of clips up on YouTube. If you want to go and have a look at Patient Zero's YouTube channel, you can see a couple of those songs in advance, as well as one other song that he did, Diggy Diggy Hole, I think it's called. Yes, it's about dwarves, and it's quite funny. It's a good little track. It's good. It's not actually on the album. It's just, you know, a cool track. Yeah. Okay, so, finally, once again, fare thee well, ladies and gentles all, and I shall see thee anon.
I got no pants on.